There was a purse in it, as big as a bag to Bilbo. Ah, thought he, warming to his new work as he lifted it carefully out. This is a beginning. It was. Trolls' purses are the mischief, and this was no exception.
Here, who are you?
It squeaked as it left the pocket, and William turned round at once and grabbed Bilbo by the neck before he could duck behind the tree.
Blimey, Bert, look what I've copped, said William.
What is it?
Said the others, coming up.
Lummy, if I knows. What are you?
Bilbo Baggins, a hobbit, said poor Bilbo, shaking all over, and wondering how to make owl noises before they throttled him.
A burr a hobbit?
Said they, a bit startled. Trolls are slow in the uptake, and mighty suspicious about anything new to them.
What's a burr a hobbit got to do with my pocket anyways?
Said William.
And can you cook 'em?
Said Tom.
You can try, said Bert, picking up a skewer.
He wouldn't make above a mouthful, said William,
who had already had a fine supper.
Not when he was skinned and boned.
Perhaps there are more like him round about, and we might make a pie, said Bert.
Here, you, are there any more of your sort of sneaking in these here woods, you nasty little rabbit?
Said he, looking at the hobbit's furry feet. And he picked him up by the toes and shook him.
Yes, lots, said Bilbo,
before he remembered not to give his friends away.
No, none at all, not one, he said immediately afterwards.
What do you mean?
Said Bert, holding him right way up, by the hair this time.
What I say, said Bilbo, gasping, and please don't cook me, kind sirs. I'm a good cook myself, and cook better than I cook, if you see what I mean. I'll cook beautifully for you, a perfectly beautiful breakfast for you, if only you won't have me for supper.
Poor little blighter, said William.
He had already had as much supper as he could hold. Also, he had had lots of beer.
Poor little blighter, let him go.
Not till he says what he means by lots and none at all, said Bert. I don't want to have me throat cut in me sleep. Hold his toes in the fire till he talks.